Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
A national police force. You think, well, that's just so far out. That would never happen. So follow me for a moment. Imagine having so much conflict in the nation that the very thing that you always trusted, that there's so much, the narrative of the day is that people in blue are bad, that there's no such thing as just police officers, and which is not true, but you're seeing this thing promulgated, and people are openly, grown folks, are openly saying they distrust law enforcement. And it's like distrusting your skin, because if you don't trust your skin keeps infection out.
Yeah.
And so if all of a sudden you have this protective layer called law enforcement in your community, you know, 99.9% of them are healthy, good, law-abiding, great people and citizens. And maybe a small number. There are a small number that are not good necessarily, but it's very small. But you don't quit your whole company because you got a bad employee. You fire them. Well, now imagine, because we're seeing that narrative now, where people are actually shooting our police officers, massacring them in the streets of Dallas, Texas, who were standing up for the First Amendment rights of the Texas citizens, the Dallas citizens there. And people were actually somewhat in agreement with it. Some weren't, somewhat, but our president went there and lectured people on police problems instead of having empathy for that one moment. I mean, we have that for you on the VFN Torch. So what's going on here? Could it be a national police force? Well, how would that happen? Imagine this. There's this thing called martial law. Rick Joyner says, we're going to be in martial law. Over and over again, you're here. We're going to be in martial law. Martial law is not an unconstitutional thing. It's when things go crazy and they start getting all chaotic, they put martial law in. What martial law means is your county commissioners don't mean anything. Your city council doesn't mean anything. Your governors don't mean anything. Everything now is run under one person. The commander in chief and whoever they put over that. The president becomes over all of America during martial law. George Washington did it. Other presidents have done it. Martial law is not bad, depending on who the marshal is. Now imagine having a security force already set up to begin to kind of bring on the scene when you have martial law and kind of replace, like the retired Philadelphia police chief said, we need to close down half of the 18,000 law enforcement agencies in America. Now imagine a thing called Homeland Security already has police cars. They already have the equipment. They already have all this armory to what? I mean, you're supposed to protect us. Is it for us? But then let's go back to Colorado and see, was this the original plan all along of our president? I mean, he talked about it very specifically in Colorado. Let's hear how he talks about we need a well-funded national security force, as well-funded as the military. But understand this, the military constitutionally cannot be used against us. They cannot use their powers against us. But if there's a martial law, that's when things change. And imagine them already having somebody in the waiting, in the wings for that. Let's take a look.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
Just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded. And we're looking at Homeland Security. So tragedy happens, and you're seeing the escalation. If you interview any of the officers, they're telling you, this is crazy. This is not going to work. That's your skin on your body. If you do away with your skin, America's going to get an infection. But if you have new skin waiting for you, called a national police force that automatically, because you can do whatever you want to in martial law, it becomes a dictator at that moment trying to stop the crime. Then they just loose. All of a sudden, now you have patrol in your neighborhood. Get this. A blue and white car, it's mostly white, got blue letters on it, says Homeland Security. They pull you over and they write you a speeding ticket, but you mail the payment to Washington, D.C. The executive branch of America is the one who's running the speed limit. We can actually handle race issues better. We're the government. We can actually handle crime better. We can be more just. Maybe they can't. I don't know, but that's not America.
Right.
America is a constitutional America where you actually talk to interview and decide who you want to be your sheriff. You talk to and decide who you want to be your city council, who actually chooses and hires a police chief. So the people who enforce laws around you, which is the Constitution and the statutes of your state, those are people that you chose to be there. Now imagine the people in Washington, D.C., a senator out of Utah, for example, or whatever, coming in deciding how your neighborhood's going to be policed. I really believe in my spirit. I just wanted to say that and put that out there.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.